This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. In Jharkhand, senior leaders of various political parties are pulling out all the stops to garner support for their candidates, with campaigning for first phase of assembly elections in the state coming to a halt tomorrow. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed public meetings at Gumla and Bokaro today. He reiterated that the BJP NDA government is committed to the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. He emphasized that by following this path, both Jharkhand and India will witness significant development. However, Mr. Modi criticized the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, JMM, and Congress, stating that their intentions were different and not aligned with the state's progress. Mr. Modi is now holding a roadshow in Ranchi. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren held a poll rally at Ranchi. Mr. Soren accused the BJP of misusing central agencies against him. He stated that the people of Jharkhand are watching these actions closely and will give a strong response to the BJP in the upcoming elections. 43 assembly constituencies will go to polls in the first phase on Wednesday. In the second phase, voting will take place for 38 seats on the 20th of this month. In Maharashtra, campaigning for the assembly elections is in full swing. Leaders from various political parties are holding rallies, roadshows and public meetings across the state to address key issues and secure voters' support. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed rallies in Jalgaon, Malkapur and Buldhana today. He alleged that the opposition Maha Vikas Agadi MVA coalition is making false promises. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Nitin Gadkari held meetings in Nagpur and Yavatmal. Earlier in the day, Mr. Shah launched BJP's manifesto in Mumbai. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge released the manifesto of the Mahavikas Aghadi Alliance today. NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar campaigned in favour of MVA candidates in Dharashiv, Ahmednagar and Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar. Shiv Sena UBT Chief Uddhav Thackeray health public meeting in Sholapur. In Jammu and Kashmir, two joint anti-terrorist operations are underway in Zabarwan forest area of Srinagar district and Sopor area in North Kashmir's Baramulla district. Kashmir Zone Police spokesperson said that an encounter broke out between terrorists and security forces in Zabarwan area on the Srinagar outskirts this morning. There are no reports of any casualties in this area so far. Army's Chinar Corps spokesperson confirmed the killing of an unidentified terrorist yesterday in the ongoing Baramulla anti-terrorist operation in the general area of Rajpura Sopor. The search operation is still in progress in the area and further details are awaited. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, in collaboration with the Ministry of External Affairs, will organise a six-day Indian Technical and Economic Cooperation Executive Capacity Building Programme from tomorrow to the 16th of November in New Delhi. Senior officials of national human rights institutions from eight countries, including the Maldives, Nepal, Sri Lanka and Thailand, among others, will participate in the programme. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category, Central Pollution Control Board said. An air quality index of 333 was reported in the national capital in the afternoon. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has also forecast smog during the night and morning hours in Delhi and NCR regions for the next 2 to 3 days. The Canadian police have made another arrest in connection with a violent altercation during a protest at a Hindu temple in Brampton on the 3rd of this month. The violence erupted during a demonstration at a temple on the Gore Road, escalating into physical assaults between opposing protesters. A special investigative team has been formed to probe the incidents. In cricket, India will take on South Africa in the second T20 match of the four-match series at St. George's Park in South Africa this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. IST. The visitors are hoping to continue their excellent form in the shortest format. In the series opener on Friday, India had defeated the host by 61 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.